The story of the Welsh Revival is told by eyewitnesses, together with a sketch of Evan Roberts and his message to the world, by Arthur Goodrich, G. Campbell Morgan, D.D., W. T. Stead, Editor British, Review of Reviews, Reverend W. M. Moore, M.A., Reverend Evan Hopkins, and others, to which is added a number of instances of this most remarkable movement. Printed in 1905. A Message to the World by Evan Roberts. The power of the revival in South Wales is not of men, but of God. He has been close to us and has shown us the way. There is no question of creed or of dogma in this movement. The work that is being done has the support, I believe, of all Christian people and Christian churches in our country. I have merely preached the religion of Jesus Christ as I myself have experienced it. God has made me glad, and I am showing others the great joy of serving Him, a joy so great and so wonderful that I shall never be able to express it in its completeness. We are teaching no sectarian doctrine, only the wonder and beauty of Christ's love, the love of man for Him, and the love of man for man. I have been asked concerning my methods. I have none. I never prepare the words I shall speak. I leave all that to Him. I am not the source of this revival. I am only one agent in what is growing to be a multitude. I am not moving men's hearts and changing men's lives. Not I, but God worketh in me. I have found what is, in my belief, the highest kind of Christianity. I desire to give my life, which is all I have to give, to helping others to find it also. Many have already found it, thank God, and many more are finding it through them. This is my work, as He has pointed it out to me. His Spirit came to me one night, when, upon my knees, I asked Him for guidance, and 5 months later, I was baptized with the Spirit. He has led me, as He will lead all those who, conscious of the human weakness, lean upon Him, as children, upon a Father. I know that the work which has been done through me is not done to any human ability that I possess. It is His work and to His glory. I was not ever thus, nor prayed that Thou shouldest lead me on. I love to choose and see my path, but now lead Thou me on. I desire nothing but to be allowed to continue this work that has begun. The Lord is my shepherd. I fear no want. All things necessary He has provided and will provide. I wish no personal following, only the world for Christ. Some things have been said about our meetings and about me which are not true, but God's truth has not been hurt by these misstatements, and they, therefore, matter little. I believe, too, that He has put it into the hearts of those who have written of the revival to say helpful things, for some of the papers have carried our message to many whom we have not personally reached. I believe the world is upon the threshold of a great religious revival, and I pray daily that I may be allowed to help bring this about. I beseech all those who confess Christ to ask Him today, upon their knees, if He has not some work for them to do now. He will lead them as He has led us. He will make them pillars of smoke by day and pillars of fire by night to guide all men to Him. Wonderful things have happened in Wales in a few weeks, but these are only a beginning. The world will be swept by His Spirit as by a rushing mighty wind. Many who are now silent Christians, negative Christians, Christians whose belief means little to them and nothing to anybody else, will lead in the movement. groping, hesitating, half-hearted Christians will see a great light and will reflect this light to thousands of those in utter darkness. The whole world will hear his message of peace, goodwill towards men, and listening will be blessed. Thousands upon thousands will do more than we have accomplished as God gives them power. This is my earnest faith. If the churches will but learn the great lesson of obediency to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Obediency, obediency, obediency. End of the chapter by Evan Roberts. Having been read by Peter John Parisis. End of chapter 1.